You're about to listen to the first experimental season of our show, formerly called NatOne Presents the Podcast. For better audio quality and our current ongoing D&D campaign, skip ahead to Season 2 featuring the Daft Monks.
On this episode of NatOne Presents...
Let's do it. There's only one problem, doll. Do you think me and you can man this ship by ourselves? Because... little fun fact, once you're under the siren song, you kinda have to die. Oh, look, there they go, right there.
Adventure, heartwarming stories, role-playing that could only be seen by the gods. Here at Nat One Presents, you get all that and more. Now join us as we start another epic tale of con...
Just kidding. This is Nat One Presents, a tabletop role-playing game podcast that takes your favorite nerdy games and pop culture icons and ruins them with improv.
Hello, friends. It is now time for a word from our sponsor, Anchor. Have you wanted to make your own podcast, especially after listening to your heroes here at Nat One Presents? Of course you have. Then the first thing you're going to need to do is download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. It is everything you need in one place to make your podcast. I promise you, you keep it up and you too will make a little bit of cash with the help from Anchor. So please, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hello, weary travelers, and welcome back to Nat One Presents the Podcast. Today's episode is going to be Roleplay Rapids, and that is, we changed it up a little bit if you guys were a part of the test session. So now we will have reoccurring characters that me and Nate have made, and we're going to throw them into kind of weird situations.
Yep, so we're still pulling in different scenarios at random. We kind of created again. He wrote some flashcards down, I wrote some flashcards, and we just kind of draw a little bit at random. But the characters now have probably a little bit more structure to them. So hopefully this makes a slightly more coherent episode for you guys.
I think it will. And if you guys like what you're listening to that's in your ears currently, go ahead and stop by our Patreon or our website, natonepresents.com, and... like, support us, you know? Like, support us like you know how.
Yeah, and if you don't like the stuff being put in your ears, that sounds like a personal problem.
Right, or pay the $5 a month on our Patreon, and you can be part of the Discord and really let us have it.
Yeah.
So, you ready to start?
Yeah, okay. Sure I am, Nate.
Introduce your character for us, please, Nate.
Yeah, so I created a bard, Killian Constantine. He's just going to be he's a half-elf, kind of middle-aged for a half-elf, which they live, like, longer in, like, the lower hundreds, upwards of 100. So he's probably, like, 50-some, but imagine, like, your late 20s kind of guy. And he's just, yeah, very, very, I don't know, blonde hair, very, very youthful, very exuberant. He's a positive person, likes to sing, break in a song fairly often. We might see that a little bit today. And he's an all-around naive kind of guy.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah.
So with that, let's jump right into it. So here is the scenario that you're on. You are on a ship with a full crew when suddenly you hear a siren song. For some reason, you are unaffected. You get close enough to the siren and you can see that she is disgusting. She is embarrassed her song didn't work on you.
I like it. This is so perfect for Killian. Nice. Nice.
All right, here we go.
Oh, hey. There.
Wow. Are you a siren?
Yes, I am. You're not under my spell?
Oh, no. In fact, I am very stone cold sober right now. Wait, could you just say a word? Say, like, Pergantus.
Pergantus.
I thought sirens had beautiful... love. I mean, not that you're not, I mean, hey, to each your own, but I thought the voice of a siren, I imagined like silk.
Yeah, it used to be like that back in my heyday, doll, but not anymore. Usually it still works on everybody, though. Like, you could see everyone else on the ship is obviously stunned and they're not looking at me. And well,
you weaved your magic. It's just, you know, it's just not what I expected, you know? Like, I guess we get in our head these things. You know, I'm a performer myself.
Oh, are you, doll?
Yeah, oh, absolutely, yeah. You might have heard Killian Constantine and the Constantine Three.
Can't say that I have. I've been kind of stuck out here in the ocean for a long time. The only way I get my kicks is by luring sailors into these rocks, and then they crash and drown, and that's a great time for me, doll.
If there's two things I know, it's luring sailors and crashing and drowning in separate scenarios. So I can totally relate. What's your name, Siren?
It's kind of like a weird dialect for sirens. It's Sheila.
Oh, I mean, that's actually a pretty common name. Sheila. Yeah, I like it. It's got a nice ring to it.
Wow, you do sound great, Dahl. Can you, wow, you're embarrassing me right now, because I'm supposed to be a siren, and singing's kind of what I do.
No. Music is just an expression of the heart, you know? So, out at sea, and there is a siren. let's get to work, or you'll be firing. See, you just have fun with it. You don't have to make sense. You don't have to sound amazing, you know? You're one of a kind, Sheila.
I get that, Dahl. And, like, it's hard for me, you know, because I look down at the reflection in the water and I'm like, ugh, you know, every time I see myself. So I try to sing, and then at one point, a shark came flying in out of nowhere, Dahl, chopped me right in the throat, you know? And then now I sound like this, and it's super embarrassing.
It's okay. Yeah, so, you know, maybe your voice sounds like some figs, but that's just okay. Just have some cigs. You know, I think there's something magical to you, and it doesn't have to be your voice. I think it's your blunt, raw beauty.
You really
make a check for that. Persuasion.
It's a 5, but I have a +7, so it's a 12.
12? I'd say that's average then.
Sure. You know what? You got me, Dahl. I believe you. What do you say me and you hit the road? You know, like, I actually don't know how we're going to do that. I'm stuck on these fucking rocks, and I just got to sing songs.
What if... Hop aboard, m'lady. I mean, have you ever thought instead of sinking these ships, you get on board and we sail away from here?
That's actually never crossed my mind once this entire time. I've killed hundreds of thousands of sailors.
Yeah, well... you know, instead of burning bridges, let's build them. And by bridges, I mean ships. So yeah, get on board. I think the next island, Tortuga, is coming up. I think you'd kind of like it there.
You know what, Dahl? You talked me into it. Let's do this thing. Hold on, let me go pack my bags.
And then she looks around and she's like, well, shit, I really don't have anything. Like, this kind of embarrassing. She just finds a shell on a rock. It's like,
this is it, Dahl. This is everything I got. All my possessions.
And, like, while you're getting ready, he's, maybe my guy's kind of like, look at the siren. What could those be? Her chest must be size at least triple D. Wouldn't you think that this girl has serious back problems?
No, really, you are very well endowed for a siren. I mean, like, the rest of you, not pretty to look at, but your chest, like, that's some big-bosomed beauty going on there.
Yeah, you don't want to know what the other sirens call me behind my back. They say it's fighting gravity is what they call me. Like, I'm at a constant battle, you know? Like, most of me's upright, but the rest of me's dragging on the ground, if you know what I'm saying, Dahl.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Or what you're dragging down.
Thank God, because my nipples are so chafed. Like, you wouldn't believe how many shells it takes to fucking contain these bad boys, you know?
Yeah, seashells, seashells by the seashore.
And nobody's selling me anything, you know what I'm saying, Dahl?
No, okay, yeah, well, listen, I have a proposal for you.
You gonna marry me?
No.
Oh, thank God, quite. You're not my type.
Not quite, yeah. Likewise. listen, at Tortuga, there's a big musical convention, a competition, as it were, and I think you and I could enter and take the cake.
Let's do it. There's only one problem, Dahl. Do you think me and you can man this ship by ourselves? Because, little fun fact, once you're under the siren song, you kind of have to die. Oh, look, there they go, right there.
Just dropping.
Jumping in the water.
Wow. Well, that is problematic. I'm just a bard, you know, like, you know, chasing the scepter, taking the rod. I'm just Killian, a big gay bard. That's the way I introduce myself.
I love it.
I imagine it's like a little show.
I love it. Okay.
Yeah, I can't do shit with this boat.
Let me see. I can call upon my aquatic friends. I know a couple of them. And we can just, like, some dolphins, you know, and we'll ride the dolphins to the shore. How far away is this, Tortuga?
Oh, super close. In fact, I'm shocked at how close, you guys are to, just a very, like, huge cultural hub. And the fact that nobody has really found a problem with you being, like, a major, dangerous zone, next to the port.
Well, we kill a lot of people, you doll. Like, they get close, you know, and then, like, we throw away the maps and stuff, and they're just lost at sea.
Just throw away the maps. I got you.
Hold on. Let me call the dolphin over here.
Oh, this is going to be a beautiful whale call, I'm sure.
Reuben! Here they come, doll. It's Reuben and his buddy,
Oh, I thought you were asking for a sandwich.
No. That's the dolphin's name is Reuben. I name him myself.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
More splashes as more sailors would just jump into the water.
Splash, splash. Hey, real quick. I hear dolphins can be really aggressive. That's not the case, right?
You look over and, like, Ruben's, like, mounted me and, like, really just going to town. Like,
oh, no, doll. You let them finish and then they're tame as a lamb.
Wow. I feel like a really great song could be written about this.
Write it right now.
Right now.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Yeah, sure. Ruben's a dolphin. He mounts real fast. Wow, I'm surprised at how long he can last.
Surprisingly long, doll. Considering he does this every day, at least 3 times a day.
I'm kind of uncomfortable. It's making me itch. Wow, the Sheila chick's such a catch.
Oh, thanks, doll. You turned it on me. All right, Ruben's done. You ready to hop on these bad boys?
Yeah. Let's ride. Not like that. I am. This cowboy is not for this. This sailor is not for seamen. Let's go.
No, I'm picking up what you're putting down, doll. I'm a big fan of shucking clams myself.
Wow.
Yeah, animal handling to ride okay. Ruben's friend. I don't know what the fuck is.
And also, look out for the shucking clams swag coming out soon. I feel like that's going to be a thing. 5+, I'm a bard, so of course I have a little bit of everything, but just +1, so it's just 6.
Ooh, I'm going to say, like, you fall in the water, you get a little wet, but yeah. But we're on our way.
I'm fine. And then does the dolphin just, like, come under me?
Yeah, he
and
helps,
then,
yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, then, like that. Yeah, cool.
All right, on our way to Tortuga.
Sailing away, can't wait to get there. We're gonna win the job, we're gonna win the fair. That's all I got.
I love it.
It's great, doll. I love it.
And then,
you know, a lot of people say I'm not very good at what I do, but I think they're wrong.
No, I think
you're great. Sorry, I fucked up there. I think you're great.
Wow. It's almost like sometimes your voice doesn't sound all that raspy and just cut and just sharp.
It's the seawater, doll. It, like, sometimes it helps, sometimes it doesn't. You know what I'm saying? It's all the clams I've been shucking.
Do you do any vocal exercises?
Yeah, hold on. I'll give you some tips.
She pulls out, like, a little seashell notepad. And it's like,
rule number one, always do your vocal exercises. And it goes like this. La 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 la. Lo 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 lo. And I was going to write down a rule number two, but that's about as far as I get. Because by the time I see the ship, I only have enough time to do that before I let you sailors have it. You know what I'm saying, doll.
Well, I did see, actually, on the back, you have this, like, so you did something with your tongue where, like, and you just kind of moved it around your mouth. Like, what's that?
Oh, that's for a different exercise. That's for really shucking those clams, doll.
Oh, I'm not really following, but I'm really excited to start shuck some of those clams myself.
I don't think it'd be up your alley.
You'd be surprised what I like up my alley. Oh, wow, Tortuga.
There it is. And then I picture you guys riding in on Dolphin, and then someone off the coast is like,
oh, my God, it's a siren. Kill it.
No, she's my friend. Listen to her beauteous voice.
La, 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 la. Oh, my God, they got me with a spear right in my mashugana.
Mashugana. What does that mean?
Seriously, Killian, I'm bleeding out over here. I don't think I can perform. I'm bleeding a lot.
I'm bleeding out if it's the last thing that I do.
Killian, you son of a bitch. Stop making a song about this. Do you have any healing?
I'm sorry. It just writes itself. Oh, no. As a bard, I know a number of roughly 8 spells, none of which heal.
Oh, my God.
Unless you consider healing the heart.
It's getting dark. Song. It's getting dark, Killian.
It's getting dark in here.
You son of a bitch. The lights are fading in, Killian. Reuben, where are you, Reuben? Reuben? Oh, my God, Reuben left me.
Okay, and this one, we are going to be doing the segment, The Princess Has Invited All Potential Suitors to an Evening Ball Everything seems to be going well for me until I realize that I banged her mom and she's still into me.
That's right. So we're going to jump right in. I'm not even going to give you time to think about it. So you arrive at the door and the guard in front says, name please.
Flint Emberbrow, here for the party. Apparently there's a princess that needs to be wed, and I myself, the seasoned adventurer Flint Emberbrow, plan on proposing tonight.
Excellent. Well, you're one of many, so good luck.
Okay.
You have a VIP badge. I'm not actually sure. No one else seemed to have gotten one of these, but I guess maybe the princess must be really already aware of your presence. So.
Well, I can't blame her. Have you seen me? Wow.
Yeah, you look like you've been sleeping in the woods, and you kind of smell like an animal.
Well, it's kind of the theme that I'm going for. There's not a lot of well-known druids, and I'm trying to put my name out there, but with the things that I do, you can't shake that animal smell, you know?
Yes. Well, hey, I don't make the list, so come on in. Here's your VIP badge. There is a pretzel bar in the back, and enjoy the night.
Ooh, awesome. Very well. Thank you. I will show myself around if you don't mind. Where is the princess exactly?
She is currently greeting suitors in the grand ballroom.
Then that is where I will head after I get an alcoholic beverage. Thank you.
Absolutely. just remember, you only have 3 drink tickets, and after that, it's on your tab.
Very well. I guess it's just 3 drinks for me then.
Awesome. All right. So you enter into the palace and, there's just kind of like, I think Beauty and the Beast is like a stairwell. It goes up in 2 directions and then like a center, big center door. And, the servants just kind of like guide you straight up, pointing towards that big center door.
Ooh, so very well.
You approach.
Yes. I walk in there and then I want to cast, my druidcraft stuff. That way, like some gust of a gust of wind blows in and like blows my hair around and like flower blooms like come in and like swirl around me. That way I look extra majestic walking into this place.
Okay, yeah. So the guards open the door and people are like, wow, who's that man? He's feral and wild, like a thorn, but also beautiful, like the rose. And, do you know his name? No, I think it's, Stint, Everbro.
As they're whispering, I'm just giving him like the finger point and wink like that. Nice. As I'm going.
So then actually the trumpeters are like, hey, we'll announce you, like, bro, you got the VIP badge. So I think that's what we're supposed to do. What's your actual name?
Flint Emberbrow.
Bum 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 bum. Please welcome esteemed druid guest man, Flint Everbrow. Emberbrow.
Like, that's just me making that noise.
Thank you. Now, where is this princess that needs to be wed? I have a lot of pressing matters as a seasoned adventurer that I need to be getting to. Let's get this on with.
Sure. Before I reveal the princess, go ahead and roll a perception roll.
Nat 20!
Perfect. So, as you say that, you just get this, like, weird feeling, and you look like... So you see kind of actually the princess like in the center of the ballroom, but then like she's in the foreground and in the background, like you focus for a sec and you just see a woman staring at you like intensely, like very intensely. And you're pretty sure you recognize this woman, but you can't quite place it.
Oh my God. I feel like I know her.
Well, why that's the queen, my lord.
The queen of this land?
Yes, that's the princess's mother. You need to charm 2 women this evening.
Oh, my dear. Tell me a little bit more about this queen. I feel like I've seen her before.
Oh, unlikely. Queen Deborah never leaves the palace. She's known for her crafting and also has a number of weasels that she likes to have tea parties with. There's really only one day she ever left. She ever left the palace, and that was she actually used to be a member of this group called the Festival of Truth, and she attended a session one time.
Oh my God. She doesn't make like dream catchers for her crafting, does she?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, they're all over the palace. The king hates them. They're tacky as hell, but you know what, can you say? She's the queen.
Oh my God. I think I've met her before at this Festival of Truth. Now, this gets kind of personal, but does she smell of patchouli?
Wow. I mean, really only people who work. I didn't even know that until her servant told me one day. How did you know that?
Don't worry about what Flint Emberbrow knows. He is a seasoned adventurer. Oh my god, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Just then the doors close and the princess says, well, hello, who might you be?
Oh, I am Flint, not Emberbrow. I just got here. I am not a suitor. Pardon me, ma'am. See you later. I have drinks to deliver, I guess.
Oh, no, silly. It's, the ball is, it's like a lockdown. We close the doors, and until I choose a husband, nobody can leave.
Oh my god, you look just like your mother, and it's terrifying.
You must meet her. She's fantastic.
No, please.
She makes these delightful dream catchers.
I have several. I ordered them through a catalog.
Wow. Oh, my mom's just gonna love you. But you're not here to impress her.
I know I am not. I have already impressed her, I'm sure.
Oh, silly. You're so funny.
Years ago. Okay. It was very nice meeting you. What was your name, princess?
Jezebel.
Oh, my God. Jezebel. Okay. And your mother's name was Deborah, I believe, correct?
Wow. How did you know? Most people just call her the queen.
Oh, my God. I'm rolling down my sleeve. I actually have a tattoo with a heart that says Deb on it. Deb. Big Deb, she was called back in the day.
Big Debbie. Little Debbie.
Very well. There's no reason to bother your mother at this moment. Let's me and you go for a walk out on the terrace.
Ooh, that sounds fun, but there's one rule tonight. Everybody has to see everything. I want all the suitors to know what they're fighting for, and I want you guys to compete for my affection.
Okay, what kind of competition do we have here?
Well, it's going to be a long night, but first off, we have the dance competition. Everybody will join hands, and I will take turns dancing with each one of you. It's kind of like The Bachelor. I'll hand out roses, or hand out dream catchers, and the final five bachelors will have a chance to marry me. And one day, that means you'll get to be king.
That sounds fantastic. Would there happen to be a powder room I can freshen up in or anything like that?
Absolutely. You can't go out the door you just came in because we're not letting people leave. But off to the right, and there is a hallway, and there is a servant's bathroom you may use.
Very well. I'll be right.
Don't take too long. I might be taken.
I'll be right back. I promise. Be right back.
Okay.
I'm going to go in the bathroom, and I'm going to conjure snakes. A bunch of snakes. And then, so actually it's going to be, I can summon 2+2 per my spell level. So it's third level spell. So that'd be, what is that, like 8 snakes or something like that? Okay. So 8 snakes in the bathroom right now.
Okay.
And then I'm going to open up the door. Oh my God, there's snakes in this bathroom. Everybody needs to evacuate the castle at once.
And then, like, there's, like, a performer, like, one of the, like, snake, like, what do you call those guys who, like, play,
snake
like...
Snake charmer?
There's a snake charmer, and he just, like, already has, like, a snake dancing, and so he, like, changed up the beat, and it's like, play that, and all the, like, all your snakes immediately just start, like grooving and, like, dancing around the princess, and she's like,
don't fall for his music. Oh, my God, I should have summoned bears. Okay. I'm glad that's over with. Let's get to the dancing.
Absolutely. Well, it's your turn, Flint. Let's see if you can lead. Roll a performance. Right. Let's say performance for dancing.
Yeah, I think so. That's a 17 plus 0.
Okay. So do you want to be good at dancing or do you not want to be good at
dancing? I don't think he's a good dancer. Like, he shapeshifts into animals all the time. Yeah. He's not a good dancer.
Okay. All right. So you guys, like, you, like, take her very, like, gruffly.
Yes, yes.
And you're just kind of, like, stepping awkwardly. And she's like, this is nice. And then someone taps you on the shoulder and, may I have this dance?
Oh, yes, very well. And I turn and look behind me to who it is.
It's Deborah. And she has not aged well. She looks like shit.
I throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Fancy meeting a big druid man like you here.
Oh, Deborah! So pleasant to see you again after we left on such good terms.
Mother, you know Flint.
We know each other. I rescued your mother from a cult one time, and that was it. And she left, and we high-fived. And that was all we did.
Yeah, that's it. Jezebel, go get me some punch and some stuff from the pretzel bar.
No, no, Jezebel, stay here.
Wait, I'm going to show this guy a few steps. Oh, please. He's a two left feet kind of guy.
Dear God. So Jezebel's going to go off, and then fucking Deborah's just going to like grab you in and be like, you never return my carrier pigeons.
Dear God, Deborah, I'm so sorry, but I can't concentrate right now. Your breath smells worse than a buffalo, and I turn into animals for a living. Oh, God, do you know what a toothbrush is? You're a fucking queen for crying out loud. Okay, I'm sorry, Deborah. You've just taken me by surprise. Let's just finish. Ow, you're stepping on my feet, Deborah!
Listen, okay. I threw this whole thing just to get you here. Who do you think gave you the VIP badge?
No, you didn't, Deborah.
Yeah, that's right. That's
Big
right.
Deb, no.
I sent you invitation after invitation. You could have been a servant that slept with me when I wasn't with the king, but instead you chose to just shit in the woods like a bear.
I don't know what to say, Deborah. I would rather shit in the woods like a bear than spend any moment with you ever again after what you did to me. You left me with... I look around both sides. The moss disease.
We don't talk about that here, okay? First of all, what do you call that?
I would hope you're taking an antibiotic for it.
No, definitely not. I have someone who like an alchemist. That's his name. That's what he does. Yeah, he basically mixed some gold and some mercury and just poured that shit on. And I don't feel anything down there anymore. So I think that might be the thing. I could get you whatever you wanted.
I don't need anything. I want to be an adventurer, Deborah. And you knew this when you met me, when I spoke at that convention, that cult meeting, if you will. I saved your life, Deborah, and I told you my whole backstory. I would explain that to you here now, but you already know it, so there's no need for that.
Look, I can't sit here making dream catchers the rest of my life, okay? You're either going to marry my daughter and bang me in the nights... I'm going to cut off your head. I don't have a choice. You're not leaving here tonight.
I'm looking around. Are there any open windows or anything like that?
Yeah, there is. There is, like, behind the throne is, like, a balcony area. You can go through, like, doors on the left and the right. And then, like, on the balcony, there's no windows, but on the balcony you could, like...
Yeah, make a run for
make
it.
Make a run for
okay,
it, yeah.
Okay, so,
Jezebel comes back, like,
I hope you're a better dancer now.
Yes, Jezebel, I am.
We will now commence the rose ceremony.
Very well.
Will all suitors please line up?
Okay, here I stand. Deborah, real fast, can you come closer to me?
Yeah.
Deborah, now that you're closer, there's something I want to give you.
Sucker punch!
I knew it! I knew it was good!
That's good.
Okay.
And then with that, I'm going to turn into like a fucking... What do I got? Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. I want to turn into something and make a run for it. I'm going to turn into a goat. Okay. And then I am going to quickly gallop up the stairs and out the exit.
Okay. So you're going to gallop up the stairs and then while Deborah's on your side, close the doors. And the guards are, like, beginning to, like, pull the giant doors closed. Give me, like, an acrobatics to see if you can, like, leap through the doors before they close.
Oh, goddammit. 18 plus
0. Yeah. All right, you make it through.
Awesome.
Just as the guards close the door, and you think you are out there alone, but you actually turn to the left, and there is... the king, with, like, a beer in his hand, just, like, staring out, like, vapidly into the distance.
I'm going to transform back into Flint Emberbrow.
Okay. You do that and roll a constitution roll.
10 plus 2, 12.
I'm going to say that's not enough. You feel really bad for this guy. And you feel like you have to, like, see what's going on.
Okay. You there, king. May we have a conversation?
Yeah, whatever.
What seems to be troubling you? I know that your wife is a bore of a person. A B-O-A-R, like the animal. And I am a druid, so I know about animals. Is there anything that I can do to help you with these things?
I don't know. Maybe marry my daughter. I don't... This wasn't how I expected my family to be, you know? Like, Deborah, you know, she's quite literally a bore of a woman, you know?
Yes.
She makes... Do you see all those dream catchers around? Like,
they are horrifying.
That's what I have to live with. Like, as a king, I thought I would be rolling in pussy. Like, just literally roll. But instead, they married me off to a lumberjack princess from a land who no one cares about. I'm pretty sure she joined a cult in her younger years.
I can vouch for that. And I can also vouch that she does, in fact, have a little curly piggy tail down by her spine.
Yeah, that's... Hey, how do you know that?
Let's not worry about the details there, fair king.
Could you marry my wife? I'll switch place, you be the king, and I'll go on an adventure where I never have to live this mundane, disgusting, you know, royal life.
Can't you just run away with me? I will transform into a bear, and you can hop on my back, and together we will ride off.
It's not that easy. Someone has to be here to reign, you know? A nation doesn't simply... Like, who's going to run things? Deborah?
Oh, you make a good point with her cloven feet and curly piggy tail.
And then there's my daughter. Like, my God, she's done as a sack of rocks, but she's my daughter. I need to set her up. I need to match her with a potential suitor. I can't just walk out like this, even though this life, it's not for me.
I understand you completely, my lord. Look at the moon tonight. Doesn't it look extra shiny?
He, like, looks up.
Sucker punch! Get out of here! I don't even transform into an animal. I just start running away.
We'll call that end scene.
Yeah.
Hello, on this portion of Roleplay Rapids, this will be Nate's character, Killian the Bard, and here is his adventure. You started an internship at a major corporation with sweet perks. However, they test their products on animals. Results vary.
Hello and welcome, Killian, to our corporation that I was too lazy to come up with a name. So now we're just known as the corporation. It's a pleasure to have you on board.
Thank you. It has always been a dream of mine. My goals in life were, number one, become a famous artist. And then if that didn't work, number two, sell out to a corporate. Just corporate giant.
That's how we get about 90% of our employees. After their dreams have been crushed, they come crawling to us. But with that, let's take a tour of the facility, shall we?
Let's do it.
Very well. You walk through the front doors, blah, blah, blah. Give me a, whatever, investigation or just a perception, something like that. 7.
If it's perception... It's 1. So that's an 8. Not a super strong.
It just looks like a big, nice building when you walk in.
Wow, this is really great. What made you choose this location on this like island for the corporation? And so you're not very convenient or near any kind of really public transit or anything like that.
Well, it's just nice to be out of the eye of, let's say, certain governing facilities. We like to push the boundaries here at Corporation Corporate.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I've always liked about you. You guys aren't afraid to just go where no other, you know, like step over the line of any other corporation.
That is correct. We step over that line, we cut up that line, and then we snort that line, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't.
Well, let's continue on with the tour. The very first room is our product room. Feel free to take some samples. Here we make certain shampoos, conditioners, lotions, poisons, whatever your heart, you know, can desire, we make here.
It's amazing. You have like a major share in pretty much every industry, really that exists. I'm really just, how do you do it? Like how do you get so good at so many different products and markets?
Well, here at Corporation Corporate, we don't follow guidelines per se, like the other companies do. We kind of do what we want
and it shows in our products. Don't touch that product. It's highly volatile, but it shows in our products.
Yeah, it absolutely shows. That's why, you know, the whole do what you want to do, it said it on the HR plantha, and there's just a guy just like with a thumbs up and something on fire in the background. And it really spoke to me, you know, like as a musician, like I just want to create and express, you know, and like selling the best products, winning the share. If you hurt people, no one cares. You know, it's a little jingle I came up and I just thought, you know, like it could really represent what you guys do here.
That's going to work great for Corporation Corporate. And a little fun fact, the guy who gave you the thumbs up in HR used to actually work down in the plant facility, but that's all he has is that one thumb. So really, he could have been waving at you or giving you a middle finger. Nobody knows. He just has that one thumb. But let's continue on with the tour, shall we?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Very well.
Can I keep this vial of whatever this is?
Ooh, absolutely. That would be our shrinking agent. Some cultures like to put it on their feet and then they get tiny little feet. And we've messed with it a couple times. Some people, like, their feet get all deformed and it looks like an ankle and then a big toe connected to that.
I'm sure it must be really hard to get that formula right, especially without really, you know, testing it on anybody or anything living.
Well, surprised that you bring that up. Here is a next room. It is the testing facility. And you walk inside mm-hmm. and it's nothing but like cages of animals.
Oh my God. Wow. This was not what I expected.
Well, what do you think we were going to do? Test on human beings? We're not animals. Like these animals here at Corporation Corporates.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. Like, I thought maybe you took volunteers or, like, take the guy with the thumb, you know? Like, I just assumed he signed up for this and that, you know, there was kind of something sexy in the risks that was being taken by, you know, but animals, like, they don't have a choice.
No, they do. All these animals signed a waiver to be here. We took a little pen and shoved it in their paw, and then we took their paw and made them forcibly sign a waiver.
Wow. Ooh, that sounds really sketch. I mean, is that a ping pong room in the back?
That is a ping pong room, and we actually play with penguin eggs. Like, we just take penguin eggs and we bat them against the wall. They don't bounce or anything. It just gets yolk all over, but that's one of the many fun perks you have here at Corporation Corporate.
The perks are unrivaled, but... And I'm gonna, like, look down at, like, an animal, and it just, like, looks... totally, like, so, like, just crushed and like, hurt and unhappy and scared. And I'm gonna use my animal handling and maybe make a roll and see if I can, like, comfort it. Like, see. Maybe it's just, like, shy, you know?
Yeah.
An 11, and then I have plus 1, so 12?
You get the idea that the animal is definitely hurting. But that's about all you're getting from it with that roll.
Well, you know, innovation takes sacrifice, I guess.
It seems you've caught the eye of little Buster there. I'm going to say it's like a bunny.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you want to see something super fun and like Buster loves it all the time, you're going to want to push that little red button right there by Buster's cage.
Ooh, he looks like he needs some cheering up, and I push the button.
And then all of a sudden, like, electric shock comes in and just shocks Buster like, meh!
Oh my God.
Yes, Buster loves it. He loves it a great deal. Now, take some of that sample that you have there and squirt it right in Buster's eyes.
No, that sounds awful.
Oh, give me that.
You said it was for...
I'm going to try to take it from you. No, it didn't work.
Yeah, I pulled away. I'm like, hey, listen, I don't know how I feel about all that. I thought you guys, when you said test on animals, I thought, you know, maybe just like the shampoo or something.
No. We test everything on the animals. In fact, check this out. And he reaches in, he pulls out like a little can of mace in his pocket. Give me a Buster, you little trollop. And he blasts Buster the bunny right in the face with mace.
Oh my goodness. Listen, I don't know. I don't think there's anything you could do to tell me to get me to keep this internship. In fact, I think I need to go take this to higher up. Maybe to the Council of Fair Law and Work Inhabitants.
Very well. A lot of people, when they first show up, have these ideas about animals. Now, I'm going to show you to our theater room, where you will watch a small video, and hopefully that changes your mind. And after that, here at Corporation Corporate,
You feel free to do whatever you feel necessary. So please follow me to the theater room.
All right, fine. But I'm not doing this because of the swag bag you just handed me, which has a lot of cool stuff in it.
He gives you the wink and point. And then you walk into the theater room, and it's just, it's like a two aisles worth of chairs, but a nice screen up on top. And then, like, you sit down, get comfy. Can we offer you some buttered popcorn and maybe a beverage?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll take just that. Surprise me on the beverage, as long as it's not one of those vials, right?
Oh, very well. You got it. And then he claps his hands, and then a chimpanzee comes walking in with a little bow tie and a hat, but he's like missing a foot. Yeah, so he's like a stumpy leg. Oh man, this is fucking terrible. And then he hands you the popcorn, and he turns around and like goes to give you the soda, but he doesn't let go of it. He's like trying to get you to make eye contact with him as you go to grab it.
What? Do you not want me to have this, little bud?
Jimothy, let go of that man's soda. Killian is going to work here, Jimothy. You need to let go.
Jimothy,
hold on, okay. Killian. I'll get the bottom of this. And he pulls out one of those like long cattle prods. Just lets Jimothy have it.
Oh, okay. Here. I'll drink it. I'm drinking it. There we go. All right. Please stop prodding Jimothy.
All right. Sorry about that, Killian. You know how these animals are, always acting like animals. Is there anything else I can get you? And he like tosses you a little bag of gold.
Thank you. I guess this will pay for the parking validation. No, let's just get this film underway and then I'm out. And I gotta be honest, I don't think I feel any differently. In fact, I think that display of lack of humanity just made me more adamant about what I need to do when I leave here.
I used to be just like you, Killian. Just watch this video that I made personally, and hopefully it changes your mind about the whole thing.
I like lean back in the armchair and like rest my hands on the armrest and just kind of like fully embrace the chair.
Okay, and give me a dex roll. Oh, you crush it. Like two clamps shoot up. And
but I like sneeze and like as like the clamps come up, I like blow them and like chew. And like the clamps like.
Yeah, close.
Like, oh, that's pretty odd.
Wow, how did that happen? Yeah. That must have been Jimothy acting out again. I'll be sure to give him an extra tasering later.
No, there's no need for that. Do you use that to restrain people?
No, because sometimes at first the movie can be a little upsetting. And
I want to do an investigation on the chair and see if there's any like switches or levers or anything like suspicious.
Not one.
So I fail.
It looks like a very comfy chair.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like, well, I guess I like grip on and the like wrist, like shackle things is kind of like hand things. And I just lean back. I'm like, all right, let's get this over with.
All right. And with that, the Jimothy, play the movie. And the movie starts rolling. Here at Corporation Corporate, animals are your friends. We love animals so much that we beat the living hell out of them. Look at little Timmy here. And it's like a little like baby seal. Little Timmy has had 27 experiments done to him just today. How are you feeling, little Timmy? And like little baby seal eyes are all swelling up and like crying and shit. Well, little Timmy here, it's time to go night-night. And then here we go! And then he pulls out a club and goes, a club, little Timmy. That's when the movie stops.
And I get out and I'm like, I am done here. I just head to the exit.
Killian, what seems to be the problem?
You just clubbed a baby seal. And what really bothers me the most is not watching that act of brutality, but that you actually thought that was for some reason going to convince me to work here.
Did you not see his eyes, Killian? He had it coming.
I'm done here. I'm out.
Killian, wait.
And I'm taking Jimothy.
No, not my Jimothy.
Jimothy, attack. I'm like, I free you from your shackles. And I have a rapier so that they, for some reason, didn't disarm me with as a bard. And I'll cut like through his little like chain things that were like keeping him. And yeah, I'm going to be like, take what's yours, Jimothy.
Roll another animal handling check just to be sure.
It's a six.
Jimothy turns on you.
Oh, no.
After you free, and then he like jumps and attacks you.
Jimothy, no. I'm trying to help you.
He's going to bite you. So take like a d4 damage.
Okay. That's four damage. Yeah, I took.
Timothy's mad.
Timothy.
Timothy, no. What have they done to you, Timothy?
See, I told you, Killian, you need to put these animals in their place. Now just stab Timothy right in his little monkey heart.
I can't do it. Ugh, he bit me again. Fuck. Timothy, no.
Do it, Killian.
No, I'm not gonna. Ah! Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do it.
And then you kill Timothy.
I kill him.
He's only a little monkey, or a chimpanzee.
Wow.
And then he's dead now on your rapier, and he's holding the blade that's pierced his heart, and he's looking at you in the eyes, and then he, like, puts his little chimpanzee finger on your lips, and then he goes to dark.
Do you have a 401k?
Yes, we do, with a match. Welcome aboard, Killian. I knew you'd love it here.
Check out our Patreon, check out our YouTube channel, go ahead and hit like, subscribe, and thanks for playing with us.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.